Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the two-time and probably never again Miss Rodeo Iowa, Brittany Gunn, joining us now. So thank you very much, Brittany, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Coltrane. I'm excited to get to talk about not only 1 year, but 2 years as Miss Rodeo Iowa.
Could you kind of walk us through that process? Because we were talking about this off the air, was that Miss Rodeo Iowa, you don't get to serve 2 years in a row.
No, this is very uncommon circumstances. Never in a million years would any of us have thought that we would have gotten 2 years as a state title holder. So in September of 2019, I was crowned Miss Rodeo Iowa 2020. January 1st, I took over the crown. And then in March of 2020, a global pandemic hit and it just shut down the whole world, including rodeo. And so later, a few months later from that, we got the news that the Miss Rodeo America pageant was canceled. So we had to make that decision whether we wanted to continue or not. And here we are today. I'm Miss Rodeo Iowa, not 2020, but 2021.
So talk to us about having that choice, making that decision, if you wanted to go in for your second year reign, as it were, quote unquote. What made that decision for you?
It was a very hard decision. I think we all made the decision on our own personal terms. You know, we had different things going on in our lives. But for me personally, I didn't want to walk away from this experience and have regrets. I wanted to experience the Iowa rodeos that I was supposed to get to go to that I didn't get to go to the previous year. You know, this is just a short amount of time in my life. It's just one more year. It's going to fly by. The last, I guess, however long ago it was that I was crowned Miss Rodeo Iowa the first time, it flew by so fast. And so I know that this year is going to fly by as well. But I'm just so glad that I decided to continue.
Well, hearing you kind of backtrack us a little bit, you had about 3 months under your belt as officially Miss Rodeo Iowa before the shutdown happened and then everything kind of went away. What was that year like for you? Were you allowed to do anything? Or what does Miss Rodeo Iowa do when there is no rodeo to be at?
It was very hard. There was a roller coaster of emotions that go with it. Mm. I found myself eating lots of ice cream and watching lots of Netflix and just being so sad that I couldn't fulfill my duty as Miss Rodeo Iowa. But I decided that, you know, the next best thing that I could do was try to educate others through social media about the sport. So I started doing virtual interviews through Zoom with contestants, so the people that actually compete in rodeo, and contract personnel. So I got to interview a timer that times the rodeo events, as well as previous and current Sash Sisters. So I call them Sash Sister Sundays, actually.
Okay,
so
awesome.
I do interviews with them and post them on my Facebook page.
And can you give us, you know, what your Facebook page is for those that like to check that out?
Mm-hmm. So it's Brittany Gunn, Miss Rodeo Iowa 2020, and then dash 2021. So you can go check me out on Facebook. You can follow my journey there, as well as find the interviews that I've done with contestants.
Well, now let's fast forward to this year. Obviously, with COVID starting to take a little bit of a backseat, normal life taking back over. What's in store for the two-time reigning Miss Rodeo Iowa?
Well, I have a jam-packed schedule. I went to the Jackson County Pro Rodeo. I went to Edgewood for the Edgewood Days Rodeo out there. And just for being very busy, I'll go down to the Leon Rodeo for a few days and make it an appearance there. And then I will be headed out to Colorado for like the full month of July to go to different rodeos. And on the 17th of July, we'll have the Hall of Fame inductions in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where we will induct contestants and rodeo committees and some livestock as well into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Miss Rodeo America pageant, people tend to forget because we didn't have one last year. That's kind of the next step up crown that you're gunning for, no pun intended, with your last name. So talk to us about that. I mean, because you've already had a kind of a full year, albeit it's much more unique year than maybe any other Miss Rodeo Iowa could ever tout. But how did that experience from last year kind of help you prepare for this year's pageant?
I think it really helped my mental game. You know, when you first start out, you're with other 30-some other girls, and it's easy to play the comparison game.
Sure.
You know, I'm not, you know, a sin enough, or I don't have blonde hair like a normal rodeo queen, or whatever the situation may be. It really taught me how to be confident in who I am as Miss Rodeo Iowa, and to just really run my own race. And also it gave us plenty of time to study the media guide and rule books and just be very knowledgeable about the sport of rodeo. And we joke about time all the time, you know,
yes,
like
absolutely.
It flies by, but at the same time, it's extra time that you're given to prepare for America.
Well, having been from Greene County, qualifying as Miss Rodeo Iowa, now two-time Miss Rodeo Iowa, what is some advice you can give out to your fellow Greene Countyans if they ever wanted to aspire to do something kind of like what you did?
My platform as Miss Rodeo Iowa is to always follow your dreams. I write that on every single autograph sheet that I hand to anybody that asked. I didn't grow up in rodeo. I grew up with farm roots, and I love horses, and I did 4-H. And, you know, if you asked me 5 years ago if I'd ever be Miss Rodeo Iowa, I probably would have just laughed at you. So if you have a goal or something in mind that you want to accomplish, don't let anything or anybody get in the way of you accomplishing those dreams. If you work hard, if you're determined, and you have your eyes set on the prize, you can do it. So I believe in you.
And I know that from last year, kind of one of the areas you really wanted to see a lot of improvement in, it was the interview portion of the thing. Now you're starting to do interviews yourself with other folks. Talk to us about, you know, because that's a lot of anxiety for a lot of people, having to talk to somebody, talk to them, whether it be on radio, TV, just in life in general. What are some aspects that you can throw out there for advice for folks to just improve that aspect of their lives?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, public speaking is a fear for everybody, I feel. Like, it's the number one fear of most Americans. So just try to find ways for you to improve, whether that is giving a presentation at your school or your work, or just talking to somebody that you don't normally talk to. For me as Miss Rodeo Iowa and preparing for the pageant, you know, I did mock interviews. I joined a Toastmasters club that helps you, you know, practice public speaking. And, you know, doing the interviews as Miss Rodeo Iowa with these contestants, it's allowed me to be on the flip side where I'm in control and I can ask the questions. And it just gets me more comfortable. So just try to find ways for you to improve your public speaking abilities. You know, 4-H and FFA are great programs mm-hmm. to start with if you're in school. And, you know, you just learn so many different things as you grow into your adult lives. I talked a little bit about on my social media platform that if you're afraid of something, to just be brave, and that the mistakes that you make are going to help you and they're going to make a difference. So, like, it's okay to make mistakes because that's how you learn.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with Miss Rodeo Iowa is Brittany Gunn joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.